every day, day in, day out, what has Mark Levin been doing, folks? He's been literally waging a jihad on democracy by telling people that the election was fraudulent and all these lies that went with it, lies so egregious that the courts have said flat out, they're flat out wrong. And many of these decisions are coming from federal judges that Donald Trump himself has appointed. But it doesn't matter to Mark. He's just been waging a jihad on democracy. But we're seeing a change, folks. There's something positive that I want to bring to your attention. There's a break in that media food chain that just takes the lies from Donald Trump and passes them all the way out and disseminates them. I'm talking about Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, with these election fraud lies and how they promote these and promulgate these lies out. There's been a notable break in that food chain that I want to tell you about. So this article is coming to us from the Washington Post. It's written by Paul Farhi. And it really goes into a lot of interesting detail here. And literally, when I say jihad on democracy, I mean, at the same time he's making the case for a jihad on democracy, he's making the case for an autocracy. By saying that the election was fraudulent, Trump is the winner. Nothing could be further from the truth. And folks, I'll never stop fighting this jihad on democracy that Mark Levin is waging and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity. I'll always stand up for what I think is right. What they call patriotism and label themselves as patriots, I call it jihad on democracy led by insurrectionists. And I'll never get that fight up. So today in that article, Cumulus Media, which employs most of the far right-wing talking heads like Mark Levin, has told its on-air talent like Mark Levin to stop suggesting that the election was stolen from Donald Trump or be fired. Stop suggesting it was stolen. Brian Phillips is the executive vice president of content for Cumulus. He said, and I quote, "We need to help induce national calm now." We need to help induce national calm right now. And further on, Cumulus said, "We will not tolerate any suggestion that the election has not ended. The election has been resolved, and there are no alternate acceptable paths." And it's not just that the advertisers, folks, are fed up. It's a realization within the Cumulus leadership that it's flat out wrong to suggest what state Supreme Courts have said have no merit. The election fraud has no merit. State courts all across this fine nation, all the way up to the Supreme Court, have said there is no election fraud. And we have to accept the fact that these are the arbiters of the truth. These are the arbiters of the truth. And we have to accept those decisions. That's a part of the democracy that we all enjoy. And when I talk about this jihad on democracy, I want you to hear what Mark Levin said just before the Capitol riots, the day before the Capitol riots. Have a listen to what he said, and you'll get an idea of what I'm talking about. Here's Mark Levin.
"Do you think the framers of the Constitution and the framers of the 12th Amendment sat there and said, you know what? Congress has no choice but to count the electors, even if there's fraud, even if some court orders it, even if some legislature violated the Constitution? That's just too damn bad." What's with the fear-mongering?
I just love the way he says, "even if some court ordered it." Even if some court ordered it. It's not just any court, Mark. It's the state's Supreme Courts. And folks, you know, Mark's a lawyer, by the way. He knows better. He knows courts seek the truth. That's the power that they wield, is to seek the truth. It's not just some court, Mark. I mean, don't play stupid here. It's not just some court. The Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, wouldn't entertain your legal drama, your clever hyperbole, your witty demeanor. They wouldn't have any of it. It's transparent to them. They can see right through it. And I just love the way he says, "what's with the fear-mongering? What's with the fear-mongering? Stop undermining our democracy, Mark. Stop the jihad on democracy. because in doing so, you're making the case for autocracy, Mark. And we all know it. But you know what, folks? Mark, he just wants you to tune out everybody else. And this is what people do who are trying to promote an autocracy. That's what they do. They don't want you to listen to anybody else. They don't want you to form an opinion. They don't want you to read the news and make your own decisions, do your own research, pull your own facts together. He doesn't want you to do that. No, no, no. No, if you're waging a jihad on democracy, you want to tune out everybody else and just listen to people like Mark. They want to be the mouthpieces for truth. Have a listen to what he said.
Turn off the news on TV. Turn them off. Turn off the so-called newsmen who are basically pundits, who despise us and who lie to us day in and day out. Turn them off. Tune in somebody you can trust.
This is how autocrats like Trump and Mark Levin operate, folks. They promote themselves as the people who spread the truth. Turn them off, he said. Turn everybody else off. Listen to us. Listen to us. It's dangerous. It's a jihad on democracy, Mark, and you know it. But if you're as serious about a jihad on democracy as Mark Levin is, then you do exactly what he's doing right now and tell people to turn off everything else. That's what they do. Mark is protecting the right-wing media permission system of enablement here. That's what they do. That system that allows the election fraud lies to just exist and be handed on down all the way throughout the process. Turn them off, he says. Turn them off. Well, today, folks, that right-wing media food chain is having a meltdown. This is the first crack. Passing on lies, fomenting insurrection, waging a jihad on democracy for financial gain, Mark. It's got real-world consequences, as we saw last Wednesday. People died. After the riots, Mark Levin said on his show that, "I'm not stirring up a damn thing. Everything I say is based on principle and mission. Everything I say is based on liberty, family, faith, the Constitution. My enemies and critics can't say the same." Mark, I believe in all those things. I believe in every one of those things. Time to end your jihad on democracy, Mark. Time to end it. Stop hiding under the skirt of free speech, Mark.